This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Not received the final count to include military and provisional ballots. This has been a very close race, and we are awaiting certification by the Secretary of State.
That's Roy Moore still talking about the fact that he doesn't want to concede, even though Doug Jones wins the election for Senate in Alabama in that duel between the two of them. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right at the top, we go to Ellen Ratner from Top Media News. Ellen, you just heard Roy Moore, and you've been paying attention to it. So now, apparently, you mentioned it. He issued that videotape where he talks about the military ballots haven't been counted. So he still is not going to concede, but they're really calling this thing, aren't they?
Well, they are calling it, and the fact is there's something like 20 to 30,000 votes, I'm not exactly sure, between the two of them, and there's just no way that's going to be made up, even if all the military, every military ballot, et cetera, was counted for him. And, you know, he's just being a stick in the mud, but that is who he is.
Do you think, because you're there and you hear all the comments people are saying in Washington and the East Coast, et cetera, there are a lot of big-time Democrats who are saying that this shows that voters are rejecting Trumpism and that kind of thing. Do you think that's true?
You know, I have to tell you, I would love to think, because I'm a liberal loony, as you know, that this is a rejection of Trump, but I don't think this at all. I think that Roy Moore had not only sexual problems, he had problems going against the federal court. He had things that he said about African-Americans. I mean, he was... and gay folks, and he was really somebody that people could not respect and connect to.
There you go. In a nutshell, I agree with you 100%. People could not connect to him. I think that was it in a nutshell, absolutely. And speaking of disconnect, Omarosa disconnected from the Trump administration. What happened there? Was she fired?
So my friend April Ryan was on CNN several times tonight talking about this. It sounds like what happened is there was a White House Christmas party yesterday. She ran into Kelly. She said to Kelly that she wanted unhindered access, and he basically said, go fly a kite, and escorted her off the building, and then the Secret Service got rid of her hard pass.
Wow, that's huge.
It's very huge. And don't forget, we just got to leave a little time to talk about ghosts.
Absolutely, we'll talk about goats. Before we get there, of course I'll do that. Before we get there, though, and because it is the season of giving, and this is one of those stories that keeps giving, what's going on? Donald Trump Jr. interviewed by congressional staff for 9 hours, right?
9 hours today. There were two major interviews today. The Senate Intelligence Committee interviewed, these were the staff members, not the actual people who, you know, are elected. They interviewed him for 9 hours today, if you can believe it, Senate Intelligence. And then Mr. Rosenstein, who is the second in command at the Justice Department, was interviewed for a regular oversight committee meeting at the House Judiciary Committee. He didn't really say a whole lot except for the fact that he thought that Mueller was doing a good job and should stay in the job. We don't know what Donald Trump Jr. said because, of course, it was closed. It was staffed.
Wow. Crazy. All right. So we don't know what that was about, but 9 hours is a very long time.
But we expect that Donald Trump Jr. is going to have to testify before an open committee or between or before the actual members of the Senate.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's going to happen maybe sooner rather than later. Talk about goats for the old goat.
Okay, so, yeah, this is my big advertisement. I do it once or twice a year.
Woo-hoo.
And that is that give out goats in South Sudan. You can give a goat. You get a certificate right away that you can give away at the holidays, at Christmas. And then you also get we're the only animal group that gives people a photograph of their animal and the recipient so they know where their money's going. It's goats, plural, for the oldgoat.com, and we only give out lady goats so they don't get eaten and because they give a lot of milk away. Goats, plural, for the old goat.
For the old goat. It's a perfect holiday present, you know, Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever.
It is a perfect holiday present, that's exactly. And we have a lot of people that give us goats, and you just go to our website. We also have 4-key crystal hearts that are made by women who have seen somebody killed in front of them.
Ooh. All right, so I'm going to keep reminding people about that. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Goats for the old goat. Don't forget about that when you're looking for somebody, somebody on your list that would really appreciate that. And I know there's people that could completely understand that. And Ellen's been doing that now for a couple of years, and she's doing a terrific job trying to help the people over in the Sudan. She's talked to us from the Sudan, and we certainly have gotten the portrait of what it's like to be there. All right, who says that it's never too late to become a parent? John Stamos is a dad at the age of 54. What a segue, right? We go into politics in D.C., and then we throw in a quick zippy Hollywood who cares minute, except for I met him once, and I thought he was pretty classy guy, actually. He was on that show Full House, if you remember. Anyway, so he's going to become a first-time father at the age of 54. He was the uncle on that show that was so popular in the 90s. So he said he and his fiance had been discussing starting a family and that they had the same kind of morals and values and everything clicked and ba-da-ba-da-ba, move forward to what's happening next. And that's it. So he's going to be a daddy. Wow. You know, there's like this little trend of, you know, the George Clooney thing, same thing. He was in his 50s too with the twins. So there you go. That's my extent of gossip and Hollywood. That's about as far as I go, right? So coming up on the show, we're going to weave in and Bob into a couple of different areas. I do want to remind everybody that we have our cheap movie review on our next show, and there are some pretty interesting movies coming out, but probably the one that everybody wants to talk about is the latest installment of Star Wars. I think in many, many theaters, you had to line up to get your tickets way in advance, The Last Jedi movie. So midnight in a lot of places it's starting, and it's, you know, already they're saying sell out, sell out. 2 hours, 33 minutes for this movie. Oh, that's such a, it's such a long movie. I've heard from a few people who were able to see it, I'll say, that I know that do live on the left coast, meaning it wasn't because they knew somebody, something happened, there was a preview, whatever. You know, one of those red carpet things, that it's really, really good. And that Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia, the last time you'll see her on the screen, that she was absolutely excellent in it for whatever length of time she was on the screen. So pretty interesting. I thought the last one was good. It picks up where it left off. And, of course, this time Mark Hamill will be back. And we haven't seen him in a very, very long time. But regardless, no matter what, the story transcends generations. So parents who want to relive the glory days of Star Wars are taking kids, and kids who have never seen it are watching all the old Star Wars. I'd say that's a pretty successful franchise. See you in a few here on ATN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
They say I'm crazy, got no sense, but I don't care. They may or may not mean offense, but I don't care. You see, I'm sort of independent. I am my own superintendent, and my star is on the ascendant. That's why I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what they may think of me. I'm happy, go lucky. They say that I'm plucky, contented, and carefree.
Oh, plucky.
I don't care.
What a description.
I don't care.
I don't know that I've ever been called plucky. How about any of you out there? I love that song. Oh, the ever creative Nathan Reeder. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. If you just tuned in, I want to talk about something that I now have decided that I'm going to be a part of, and that's keeping my dog healthy. So everybody knows really the love of my life is Mahalo. I have to, sometimes you can hear him barking in the background. Mahalo. Mahalo, I'm talking about you. Okay, so he's my 8-year-old golden retriever, and he is. He's my very best friend. I did not have a dog growing up, and boy, what I missed out on because, Mahalo, because my brother was allergic. So once I was coerced into getting this golden retriever, I never looked back seriously. And I've heard a lot of horror stories about the pet food industry, especially lately, and it makes me very, very sad. I have friends who are really on top of this. So I did my research, too, and I found the best food for my dog, and I settled on Life's Abundance from kateskibble.com. So if you go to kateskibble.com, you'll see me, and you'll see Mahalo, and it's changed my world because it's grain-free. It has pre- and probiotics built into the formula, so it provides those omega-3s that I heard about. and never any corn, because that's a killer for dogs. And it's made in small batches. So that's the whole idea. They explained to me the idea of making it in small batches so that you get all the proteins and the vitamins and the minerals, all that kind of stuff that Mahalo needs to be healthy and happy. So his coat's pretty shiny. It looks awesome. It's the best I've seen it. And they deliver it to my door. You can get it, too. It is so, so good. I will not take anything off the shelf again, especially after the horror stories that I've heard. So I got involved in this. KatesKibble.com. KatesKibble.com. You can go and explore, and you'll see Mahalo. You'll see me, and you can read all about how this has been a game changer for me because I want him to eat healthy. I'm eating healthy. I want him to eat healthy. And since I'm responsible for that, no more chocolate. That's the first thing someone told me. Don't feed him chocolate. Don't feed him chocolate. Oh, it's a killer. No chocolate. No avocado. I mean, you know, I see people giving dogs scraps from tables. I don't know. What is it really bad? Yes, it's a killer. They say, anyway. And the same thing with avocado. So check out kateskibble.com. All right, odds and ends as we move in a couple of different directions. One of the things that has been talked about a lot, of course, is this tax cut. What's going to happen? Is it going to be a great tax cut for you and I, or is it much of the same? So the president on Wednesday made what the White House is calling his closing argument for the Republican tax plan, because it's making its way through Congress, his main argument as to why this is good for you and for me, because, hey, I'm in the middle class, is the proposals will result in a giant tax cut for us. He says, we want to give you a Merry Christmas, a giant Merry Christmas. And he's saying that while it's all being worked out, what it would mean is that those in the middle class would see tax cuts on average, especially in the first half of the next decade, but they would be modest when tax people have dove into this, with an average increase below 2% after-tax income. So by contrast, higher income households would see an average bump in after-tax income more than 2%, according to the Tax Policy Center, because they looked at this. So it doesn't mean that everybody, by the way, would get a tax cut. Some might pay more. Some might even see a bigger tax cut than the group average. It just depends. Because it's not one size fits all. Wouldn't it be great if it was? But that would be a flat tax or a fair tax, and we're not even talking about that. We don't have that. We have the IRS, and we're maneuvering around all of what's governmental red tape. So what kind of breaks you get, of course, depends on your marital status, your family size, how you make a living, what deductions you normally take. I mean, how many people listening to this show are solopreneurs? How many of you are entrepreneurs? How many of you are 1099 people? And all of that makes a difference, of course. So middle class income groups, it varies. It varies big, big, big time. So the idea of the $4,000 raise is not really true for a lot of people. Again, it depends on where you sit. You know, they're talking about now for a corporate rate cut, 20% maybe could increase the average household income by $4,000, maybe. But that's pretty optimistic, because most companies would use their tax savings to invest in the businesses rather than use it for the people. They're not going to pay higher dividends or buy back company shares. That doesn't make sense in most cases, or at least they wouldn't do it, right? So that wouldn't most likely blow back onto the people who work for the companies. Here's what I say. I was for pulling more companies back with a lower tax rate if you could prove they would come back, because I was astonished when I took the show to Ireland and I saw how many American companies were over there. Hey, I'm all for free enterprise and I'm all for capitalism and whatever, to each his own, except for that we kept hearing we're tying so many jobs to jobs that are being lost overseas. And if you really are going to offer a whopper of a tax cut, then do you have the guarantees that the companies would come back? That would be my asterisk. We jump back into what I call the Pandora's box, that was flung wide open thanks to Harvey Weinstein, or Weinstein rather. And the latest is, and it's spreading into radio and television, it's been in media because of Matt Lauer, etc. Well, PBS has suspended the distribution of the Tavis Smiley show because of some allegations against Tavis Smiley. They're saying they hired an outside law firm to handle an investigation into it. The inquiry uncovered multiple credible, they say, allegations of conduct that's inconsistent with the values and standards of PBS. So that's what happened there. Smiley isn't saying anything. He's a longtime radio guy, TV radio host, author. He's a 30-minute interview show that airs on weeknights on PBS since 2004. Walmart is among the sponsors that helps fund the show. That's all over the website. It's well known if you've ever seen it. I've seen a show, of course. And he's had all kinds of, a big career in media. ABC, CNN, etc. So this is a huge, huge allegation. And this goes along with the PBS booting Charlie Rose, who was accused of harassing multiple women by making unwanted sexual advances. And he said he deeply apologized for what he said was inappropriate behavior. That was Rose. But nothing from Smiley, so we'll see where that goes. Every day, another shoe seems to drop. The world is changing fast, and the reactions of allegations and harassment, etc., in companies, the swiftness with what happens is astounding. Companies are usually so slow to act, but not now. You jump on this, and it's boom, immediate. I mean, it is immediate. And speaking of that, Al Franken steps aside, and Minnesota's Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith is going to replace Franken in the Senate. So she's the one who's been selected. Governor Mark Dayton, a Minnesota Democrat, announced Wednesday morning that she was appointed to a one-year term in the Senate. So that wraps up in January of 2019. She's thought to be a leading contender to replace him, so she accepted the appointment, although she said she never anticipated that moment. She said she's resolved to do everything she can to move Minnesota forward, and she would be a fierce advocate in the United States Senate for economic opportunities and fairness. And she said a couple of different times, I'm filled with optimism for Minnesota. And remember, Franken, if you don't know the story, he decided to resign December 7th from office because there was these allegations surrounding him. So now that is a done deal. That chapter is over. There are 21 women serving in the Senate now, 16 Democrats, 5 Republicans. How about that? Stay with us. We're hitting the mailbag next on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Things happening in the world of Washington politics, but also talking about the holidays coming up. So I found it pretty interesting when I dove into the mailbag today. So let's roll there.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one is from Jennifer, listening to us in Sarasota. Kate, I heard you mention you were at Siesta Key. I think that's the most beautiful beach in the world, and it's right there in Sarasota. Did you like your stay in Florida? Sorry that many of the listeners didn't get a chance to see you. Next time you come down, we should arrange a book signing. We will do that because I have a book coming out in March called Deal Your Own Destiny, and I will come to Florida. And when I do, we will... Absolutely. I'm saying it on the air now, and everybody listening in Florida, absolutely. I will do it. I will come to one of the bookstores there in Sarasota. I did love Siesta Key. It's voted a few years ago one of the most beautiful beaches in America, and it is pretty cool. It's a big, white, sandy beach. It was pretty cold the day I was there, not to sit on the beach, but to go in the water. I couldn't believe all the people in the water. I was like, Canadians. Because I kept seeing Canadian plates in the parking lot, and I thought, Canadians. They want to swim. So thanks for paying attention and hearing that. Okay, let's go to this next one. This is from Alan Kate. I think it's really sad what's happening with all the sexual harassment stuff. And when I say I think it's really sad, I think it's sad that some people, including a lot of women, are attacking the women that are stepping forward. Don't they know how terrible that is and what a emotionally draining thing that had to be whenever it happened in their lives? You say it the best. Daughters, mothers, sisters, friends, how could you wish that on anyone and then accuse them of being on a witch hunt? Do I think that some women might be opportunist and jump on a bandwagon? Of course. It's human nature that not everything's 100% perfect, as you say, but I have to believe that many more are absolutely telling the truth. And this is why we're seeing this swift reaction to no tolerance. For once, we have no tolerance, and it's in the favor of women. I think for far too long, guys, we have not protected our women, and I, for one, am very, very excited about the fact that we are seeing a changing of the guard. I say bravo and go woman. All right, thanks for that note. If anybody comes forward and it's false, I think it's despicable because it does take a toll on the people who are being honest. And the people who are being honest and who have been abused, who have been in these horrific situations, I think it's terrible. Of course I think it's terrible. And it is a very odd time because it's so swift. It's immediate turnaround. And I think I've said this before in the air. I've worked in three places where people were fired for harassment, all in broadcasting. One, let me think about this. One was radio and two were television. And the, you know, they interviewed everybody, and I wasn't the harassed person at all. In fact, two of the guys were friends of mine. And the one time, I think it was more about the kibitzing, joking, and not letting the joke go, and the person complaining to the boss, just not wanting them to be fired, but wanting to be left alone of the constant ripping jokes and that they were too edgy, and then look what it spiraled into. And, you know, that was all over, you know, splayed all over the papers. So I've seen what happens to a newsroom. I've seen what happens to a radio station. And a lot of people get on edge, and I wonder what it's like in some of these places where these firings are happening. How about this? This one is from Jacob, and he says, Kate, for a real curveball, I heard you talking about Bitcoin the other day, and did you see what Janet Yellen said about the cryptocurrency? Saying it was a highly speculative asset, that it's not a stable source of value and it doesn't constitute legal tender. What do you think will happen? Oh, I think cryptocurrency is here to stay and it will get bigger. I mean, when and how? I just had this conversation. I just had two conversations with people about this. One who is a heavy hitter in crowdsourcing. Somebody we actually had on the show, and we were talking about cryptocurrency and what people know and what they don't know. And then it was somebody else who was telling me what they had, how they had been paid in the currency, and that it actually worked out to their favor. So Bitcoin started the year below 1,000, hit 8,000 for the first time in November, then topped 17,000 on some exchanges last week. The currency's value has fluctuated by thousands of dollars in less than a day. One Bitcoin was worth $16,200 on Wednesday. There's a thing called CoinDesk. They value Bitcoin based on the data from four exchanges. So, I think what I just said, I think that Bitcoin or other forms of that kind of currency in the future absolutely are not, I mean, I think it will flourish. How long that takes, it could be a while. You know, I don't know. But Bitcoin did debut on the Chicago Board Options Exchange last Sunday. Futures begin trading on the Mercantile Exchange December 17th and 18th. That means investors can place bets on whether it will rise or fall in the coming months. The NASDAQ will debut the option next year. So, listen, they're jumping in on this. So, yes, could it be speculative? Of course. Of course it is. Let's move to another one. Let's move to this one. I'm kind of taking you all over the board. This one is from Frank. Kate, I've never emailed the show. I really enjoy listening to you. In fact, my wife downloads your show on the GCN website and listens to it when she's on her lunch break. So just so you know, you have a couple of really big fans in both of us. I was wondering, I heard you mention the thing about real Christmas trees and fake Christmas trees, and I was wondering if you had a Christmas tree. I like that. Wonder. I'm going to tell you if I have a Christmas tree. You know, it's funny that this came up when I saw this email because we just got a Christmas tree. And this is the crazy thing. Living in, you know, we broadcast from a satellite facility in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. There were no tree farms anywhere. I mean, I just was on the road. I saw them everywhere I went. There was hardly any. I just saw no lots, nothing. You know where we got the tree? Home Depot. And there was tons of people. They had an outside thing. There was tons of people in there that were pulling out trees, too. So I thought, wow, it's so different from when I was a kid and you'd go to these big tree lots and it was so cool. And maybe because I was a little kid, I remember running around and giant trees. There was not giant trees. I mean, 6 feet to seven, maybe a little bit bigger than that. But the best were at Home Depot because there wasn't any other place to get them. I'm sure that's blasphemous to people listening in Portland, Oregon. You're listening to us in New Orleans. I know I was there recently, and there certainly had plenty of tree lots in Spokane, same thing, of course, the Great Northwest. We got a Douglas fir, which that is a tree from the Pacific Northwest. It's beautiful. It's got those great branches and big branches on the bottom for heavy ornaments. I love the smell of the Christmas tree. I really do. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Alex, who says, Kate, wow, this whole Roy Moore thing, I think it's less about Donald Trump and more about Moore being a bungled, foolish idiot. I'm a lifetime Republican, but if I lived in Alabama, I got to tell you, this wouldn't go for this guy. Now, the alternative, maybe not so great either, but boy, Moore was so out there, way out there, that I think it's just tough to defend him. And good for the president for congratulating him and then just moving off of Twitter with it while everybody else speculated as to what was going to happen next. Yeah, Doug Jones. So Doug Jones really captured a lot of the black vote, and that made a big difference, they say, in the exit polls and adding up the numbers, and that those voters played a pivotal role in that upset win. The exit polling showed it. 29% of the Alabama electorate was made up of black voters. 96 of them backed Jones. That's a huge number. So they turned out for this special election at a higher level than their share of the electorate did when Obama was on the ballot in 2008 and 2012. That's wow. That's the number. That's a huge number. So how about that? And a lot of them, even as they dug a little bit deeper, were specifically a lot of black women went to vote, and that swung the vote big time. Big time. So it'll be interesting to see how that's interpreted and what the Democrats do with that moving forward. You know, do they take that and use that as demographics, you know, as proof of demographics in one area and what would happen in other areas, etc. When we come back, it's about the numbers. We're pulling that chestnut out. We can count. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We'll be right back.
looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better, Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family?
So that's good,
we're
then.
Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference?
We
can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Well, luckily, experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi is so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Can't do much when you can't talk. Edition of We Can Count. So a group that's close with the Gates Investment Company has invested $80 million in what they're calling a high-tech plan development outside of Phoenix. So check it out. The community will be designed around high-speed networks, autonomous cars, high-speed digital networks, data centers, new manufacturing technologies, autonomous logistic hubs. How about that? What they say is it's going to be about, they've got a population size of 182,000 in nearby Tempe, Arizona. So they say it's going to be similar in size to Tempe. And they're envisioning futuristic infrastructure, you know, from scratch is pretty interesting. They say it's more cost efficient than retrofitting an existing urban fabric, which makes sense. So they don't have to go in and rewire, do this, do that. I mean, they're just completely starting from scratch. Boy, I think that's pretty interesting. I wonder what that's going to look like. I mean, I just have kind of visions of in my head of what that would look like. Smart city, that whole trend has gained a lot of momentum.
as Silicon Valley's disruptors shift their focus to transportation innovations like those autonomous cars and ride sharing and that kind of stuff. And they say it's going to boost development and it's going to create an interesting demand once that all goes up. But it's going to take a while to make that happen. All right, these are numbers of a different sort. Baby formula, if you have a baby, a grandchild, baby formula is being pulled from shelves around the world after French police ordered a leading dairy company to stop selling hundreds of products because of concerns about safety. Here's what happened. The French firm Lactel is recalling formula for the markets in China, Greece, Pakistan, and Peru after 26 babies fell ill with salmonella poisoning in France. Oh, that's not good. Your baby's sick with that. Oh. So they're pretty, I can imagine, like in China, they're pretty wary of these kind of things because they had that baby food scare after they had the tainted baby milk that killed six kids and caused, you know, hundreds of thousands to get ill. This was a while ago. I want to say it was like back in 2008. But how about that? All right, how about this American Express? A big first for them. They're not going to require a signature. Yes, it's true. American Express announced the change on Monday of this week, saying it aims to create a more consistent and faster checkout experience. American Express already stopped requiring U.S. merchants to collect signatures on purchases of less than $50. There were other threshold amounts in other countries, so they're changing the rules. Well, you know why? They got to keep up with the speed of everybody else. Modern credit cards have a computer chip that provides, you know, fraud prevention, all that stuff, and customers are used to buying things online and on their smartphones without a signature, so they had to do something, and they finally did. Otherwise, they would be, I think, eventually left in the dust. I mean, American Express is a different kind of credit card, I guess you could say, but still, they wouldn't want to find themselves, I believe, in the position where they were still trying to do that whole signature thing and wait for people to sign, because people are so impatient now anyway. They're breathing down your neck before you even put your card in the machine. Wait, you have a chip? Oh, you do. Can't you just do it quicker? Or now, I have a lot of friends who are millennials. They just have PayPal on their phones. Boom. I just paid you. Okay, I owe you so-and-so. Boom. They hit the PayPal and that's it. Yeah. And they just don't understand. Can't you just do it? Can't you just hit PayPal? I don't get it. Don't get it. 13 surgeries, that's frightening to think of it. A Texas woman's been arrested after her 8-year-old son had hundreds of unnecessary hospital visits and 13 surgeries. What was the big tip-off point? When the 34-year-old mother, Kayleen Bowen Wright, brought her son Christopher to a Dallas hospital claiming he had seizures. The medical staff reported seeing a general and full shake but couldn't find any seizure thing. They suspected that his symptoms might have been caused intentionally, and they alerted Child Protective Services. So then that was that. Very scary. They think the medical abuse started when he was just 11 days old. Medical records show that he saw the doctor, ready for this, 323 times in Dallas and Houston between 2009 and 2016. In his short life, he's been placed on full-time on oxygen, has used a wheelchair, has had a feeding tube into his small intestine. Oh, my gosh. This is just absolutely ridiculous. Nobody deserves that. Gosh. Sad story. Sad story, but at least there is an awareness now, so that moving forward, hopefully this child gets in a much better situation. Let's put it that way. How about this? Amazon, Walmart, and 53 other retailers, there's your number, deadlines for Christmas delivery. Dun-da-da-da. Ready for those deadlines? So if you're shopping for holiday gifts, check this out. Deadlines for Christmas delivery. One of them's coming up right now. Thursday, December 14th, United States Post Office Retail Ground. Got to get them out or it's done.
Friday, Amazon free shipping, FedEx ground. Boom, done. Those are the deadlines. And then you know what? You get to the point where, I mean, because it's almost Christmas, right? You get to the point where it's like the 23rd and you're pretty plumb out of luck. Except for December 25th. I mean, delays can still pop up, but you can have FedEx same day. How much is that going to cost you? A fortune. So already shipping time, standard shipping is done, right? It's done for some of those retailers. Now it's just a question of, they still have free shipping, but you have to hurry and jump on that. Like Amazon has free shipping until the 15th. Oh, it's crazy. The list, looking at the list of when you can ship and when you can't. It's, you know, it's just that rush. It's that rush to get things in the mail. The craziness of it. Don't we know that this holiday always comes up at the same time? It does, doesn't it? It does. All right, how about this? Let's move on to something else. I happened to see this, and this happened when I was in college in Ohio, but I was reading about what's going on in Des Moines. Some of you are listening to us in the great state of Iowa. And I was reading a story in the USA Today about these bucks that are sprinting across the opposite sides of bridges, and they vault to one side, and there's sometimes a 20 to 30 foot drop, and they have been leaping to their deaths by accident. And how sad is that? In Cedar Rapids, that happened a couple of times. There's an 80th Street Southwest bridge over Highway 30, and it's a herd. They were trying to stay away from traffic, so they, you know, in particular were doing that jump, and there were three of them, and they all leapt over to the side and were killed. And this is shotgun deer season, too. So if the herd is running and they're panicked, where are they running to? Boy, I wouldn't want to be on that bridge and see that, though. Oh, yeah, that's awful. I mean, because you're not stopped. What are you going to do? You're not going to stop them. They're just going to fly over the side. I mean, that's, you know, absolutely crazy. I mean, just crazy watching that happen. Oh, awful. All right, let's move on to something else. Quickly, I think we can squeeze another one in here. How about this? From the money world, 15 cars are going to be saying bye-bye, and trucks to 2018. Some car models are going away. What are they? I'll give you a couple of them. Chrysler 200. The Buick Verano, that's going away. The Dodge Viper, gone. The Infiniti QX70, gone. Jeep Patriot, you want one? Gone. Wow. Mercedes-Benz B-Class, ooh. Volkswagen CC, gone. Smart for two, the tiniest car in the market, 8 foot 8 inches. No wonder why it's gone. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.